Complaints against the Florida High School Athletics Association have been long running. Angry parents upset their child can't play because they transferred schools. Charter schools and private schools who say they're often locked out of competitions. And an appeals process that's long and cumbersome. Stuart Weiss with the Sunshine State Athletics Conference says high school sports has changed.
And I challenge you to find anyone, any sport, over an eight-year period of time that had eight different winners. I'll bet you can't find one because there's not parity. And I think it's because of the competitive level of sports.
Weiss is backing House Bill 31, which would decouple public schools from the Florida High School Athletics Association and allow them to choose another group for each sport the school offers. He says that would give more parity in high school athletics instead of having a select few schools win year after year.
If you have the IMGs of the world who go out and get the best athletes in the world and bring them in from all over the world, and they want to compete with other schools that want to do that, they should be allowed to do that. Let them compete with the other schools that have the same mindset. But the schools like mine that are in my conference don't have that mindset. They're academically or religiously based schools that focus on other things, academics and fine arts and religion. They should be allowed to put themselves together with other like-minded schools.
And some of that language has been included in a Senate effort to force changes to the Florida High School Athletics Association. Senator Kelly Stargell and Republican Senator Don Gates are putting forth Senate Bill 684. The bill makes students immediately eligible to play sports at the school they transferred into at the start of the year or mid-year without approval of the local school board and as long as there's room on a team and they meet the coach's requirements. One argument against the association is that it exerts too much power and regulation at a level considered amateur sporting. But Democratic Senator Bill Monford, head of the Florida Association of District School Superintendents, says at the point a student athlete gets to high school, he or she may be recruited. And at that level, it's no longer a game.
What you have seen is a shift, if you will, far, far more students today, and their parents, by the way, are focusing on one sport. Used to, you would have three or four sports. You say you play football, basketball, baseball, track, and other sports as well. But now it's not unusual for young people at an early age to focus on one sport and play it year-round.
Monford says there are two primary thoughts on the issue. One side says the state has created choice programs for academically gifted students and allows them to go to different schools, so why not do the same for athletically gifted kids? But the other side maintains high school sports should remain somewhat pure, and those two warring ideologies will go up against each other as the legislature prepares to resume its long-running conversation about how and even whether to regulate high school sports. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.